and a young player who's yet to debut, but who's been drafted and who is learning what Carlton is all about. Harry Mackay is that. Harry, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, fellas.
You want a chair there, Jerry?
Yeah, at 200 centimetres, you're a long way up there, Harry. Just give us an idea. So you've come as pick number 10. You've come to Carlton at a new stage, a clean slate. What has your experience been like so far?
Yeah, it's been fantastic so far, Jared. Obviously, being injured, it's been a bit different to a few of the other first years, but about 6 months into it now, and I've learned a lot. We've obviously talked a lot about the reset as a club, and it's been exactly that, lots of learning, lots of education and stuff, but yeah, loving my time at the moment, and we're going in the right direction, I reckon.
What have you learnt about Carlton?
I've learned it's a very big club. Every second bloke you bump into is a Carlton supporter. So when Carlton's up and about, there's lots of people in Melbourne that support the club, and for the whole league, I think it's a good thing when Carlton's up and about. So I've obviously done a lot of work over the summer, and just getting our game plan settled and doing some good things on the field. So we're only just started. A lot of way to go, but going in the right direction.
How do you feel? Like you walk into this place, what does it mean to you?
Well, I'm very grateful for an opportunity to play AFL, obviously. Carlton, fantastic, proud club. I said very grateful for a chance. Obviously still young, still learning what it means to be a Carlton player, but you know, I love walking in the club every day. I love the club already, I reckon. It means a lot when we win, and it hurts when we lose. So, it's been fantastic so far.
How far away are you?
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks, I reckon. So after the bye, I'll be back playing in the VFL, hopefully. So it's been a long road, but I've learned a lot so far, and learned some valuable lessons. So looking forward to being back out on the ground.
Your time back in playing, I mean, this time for you has been terrible because you're sitting in there and you're actually not part of it, which is terrible for you. It's a shocking feeling. But when you get hold of it, you need to grasp it and have a good time with it and enjoy it. Get yourself back into the senior side, because I reckon you're half a chance. I saw that practice match you played a quarter of, and you looked okay. You moved all right. That's more the point.
Yeah, well, for me, it's just obviously a long stint out of the game. Just looking forward to getting back and playing any type of footy. Just trying to get some footy together, and then we'll go from there. Whether that be VFL, AFL, I don't mind. I just want to be out there playing again. So, when it comes, it comes.
Who do you hang around with? Who are the senior blokes you talk to? What do you do?
Early days, I lived with Simon White. So he's been fantastic. All the leaders are great. They're really leading the club fantastically. Good mix of youth and some older players there. So they're really setting the standards and leading the way so far. So they're all fantastic.
You're following Cruz? You're talking to him? Does he talk much, Cruz?
Yeah, he does. He's... I'm number 10, he's number 8, so we're pretty close in the locker room. But, he's fantastic. He's obviously played a lot of footy and gone through the ups and downs, so he's been good to draw on for some tips about how to get through injuries and how to play some good footy. So, yeah.
What's your aim? What do you want to do in life? Where do you want to go to? What's the thing?
Oh, I think I just want to be successful at what I do and enjoy it. I think you hear a lot of people saying they don't enjoy what they do, but I think I'm big on making sure you love every minute of it, make some good relationships along the way, and hopefully have some success.
How could you not enjoy this? You're walking around, you're having a good quid in your pocket, you're having a good time. Look at the brand new suit on. You're looking fantastic, and you're at an absolutely special footy club.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's what I think every day. I'm very lucky to be a part of this. It's every kid's dream, really, so to be living it, very honoured and loving it so far.
Just remind me, what's the injury and when did it strike and what's your prognosis?
Yeah, so I've got a stress fracture in my back, stress fracture. So just after the Essendon game, felt a little bit of awareness in my back, I'd say. Got a scan. It was really surprising to hear that it was a stress fracture. So it's a fair stint out of the game. It's probably a four-month injury, so it's disappointing at the time, but as I said, I learned a lot that I can carry forward when I come back playing. So it's been a long time, but I can't wait to pull on the boots again.
You're a key forward at junior level?
Yes. The last couple of years, I wasn't always 200 centimetres, Jared. So I was playing, as everyone did, a little bit through the midfield as a junior on the wing. But the last couple of years when I've grown, key forward.
What's his music?
What's that, sorry?
What's the music? Who's this music by?
Wouldn't have a clue. It's not great, though, to be honest. I tell you what.
How much are you learning at the moment, Harry? Are you making sure that you tap into it while you're sitting on the sidelines so that when your time comes, you're ready?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole coaching staff, the whole club has been big on using this period out of the game as a chance to really learn and come back a better player, even though I'm not playing. The club's put together a great plan for me to make sure I'm always tapping into the footy stuff, learning a lot, and coming back a better player.
Are you studying?
No, I'm not studying this year. The club, all the first years run the AFL runs a course, like a sports ready course, but no, not university or anything this year. Maybe next year, I reckon.
All right, Harry, good to catch up. The very best of luck with things, and may the Blues keep going.
Thank you very much, fellas. Thanks for having me.